Welcome to A Day in the Life. This is a production from the Center for Public Leadership and Governance at the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill's School of Government. Each episode of A Day in the Life is a short podcast on the trials and tribulations that newly elected local officials face each day during their first year in public office. We'll cover everything from first meeting advice from incumbent officials to quick tips for sidestepping embarrassing media moments. This podcast will help you successfully navigate the potholes of public office. Elected officials often get questions from constituents who need help. Effective leaders try to be well-informed about public services, and nowhere is this more challenging than in programs related to mental health, developmental disabilities, and substance abuse. The language itself is daunting. Understanding the lingo can help you help others. In this episode, School of Government faculty member Mark Botts talks with Kevin Leonard, Executive Director of the North Carolina Association of County Commissioners, about the alphabet soup of programs known as Mental Health, Developmental Disabilities, and Substance Abuse Services. They also talk about agency structures and functions, funding sources, and target populations served by these programs.
Thanks for taking some time to listen to a bit of a deeper dive on an issue that is sometimes viewed as complex, and that's the mental health services in the state of North Carolina. And we're very pleased to have with us on the phone Professor Mark Botts from the University of North Carolina School of Government, who I think it's no stretch to say is probably the expert on mental health services in the state of North Carolina, the person who's most knowledgeable about these subject matters. Mark, thank you so much for taking time to speak with us today and do this series of conversations about this subject matter. Thanks for being here.
You're welcome, Kevin. It's good to be here. Let me explain the terms area authority, LME, and MCO, and then we can get to the standard plans and tailored plans when we start discussing Medicaid.
Okay, that sounds great.
So there's been some confusion in the last few years about how to refer to this North Carolina's local governmental entity, which can also generically be called a public mental health authority. They've been called area authorities for quite some time. And then with the passage of the 2001 Mental Health Reform Act, which changed their functions, made them get out of the service provider role and develop a contracted network of private providers, we began to call them local management entities. And I can explain that more when we get into a little more detail about the history of the community-based mental health system. But we came to call them LMEs, local management entities, as a result of the 2001 legislation. And then in 2011, the General Assembly, and by the way, the local management entities refers to a change in the functions of these entities. And then in 2011, the General Assembly enacted further legislation which further changed the functions of these entities, and we began to call them MCOs, or managed care organizations. So for any county commissioner, I would like to just kind of give a bottom line thing about these three terms, area authority, LME, and MCO. Mm-hmm. They all refer to the same agency, the same entity.
I think that's important to point out, because people like myself are like, well, what's that agency? What they're talking about? So can you repeat that?
Yeah. So the term area authority, or area MHDDSA authority, and the term local management entity, or LME, and the term managed care organization, or MCO, all refer to the same agency, which is a public entity, a local governmental entity that's responsible for community-based MHDD and SA services. So it's just simply not the case that those are different things. No, those terms have different meanings in certain contexts, and we can tease that out. But the important thing to understand is these are public entities, not private entities. And basically, what the General Assembly has done, and what people in the field have done, is they've layered one term on top of another as the characteristics of the agency have evolved over time. There's still area authorities. And you could say that the term area authority in statute refers to how they're established, how they're organized and structured. And you could say the term LME or local management entity refers to its functions. And you can also say the term MCO, managed care organization, refers to a further evolution or development in the functions of the agency. By the way, I will say that I say they're public entities, not private entities. Mm-hmm. What does that mean?
Yeah.
I think it's probably helpful for county commissioners and other county government employees to understand that an area authority is subject to many of the same local government laws that cities and counties are subject to. They're subject to the open meetings law, the public records law, the local government budget and fiscal control act, and various conflicts of interest laws. So they are a fully public entity, and their job is to provide community-based services through a contracted provider network to the citizens of the counties within their region or the counties they serve. So it's also important for people to realize that these area mental health authorities, otherwise known as LMEs and MCOs, they operate in accordance with state policy that's set by the General Assembly and carried out by the Department of Health and Human Services through its division of MHCDSA services. And the state makes policy, and the state legislature appropriates funding for these community-based services. The executive branch of the Department of Health and Human Services allocates that money, also makes some state policy, and is responsible for monitoring and overseeing the community-based mental health agencies known as area mental health authorities or LME-MCOs. So they operate, they can't raise revenue, they can't levy taxes. They are dependent on the revenue provided by state and federal government, and that's appropriated through state government. And they operate under the direction, constraints, and oversight of state law and state policy. The basic structure, organization and structure of area authorities was established in 1977 when the General Assembly enacted legislation that required all counties to establish singly or jointly what were called, quote, area mental health authorities, end quote. Now, when I came to work here at the School of Government in the early 90s, there were 42 area authorities. Now there are seven. When I came here in the early 90s, about 6% of the revenue that area authorities received to pay for services came from Medicaid, 6%. And over 80% of their revenue was state appropriations from the state general fund.